This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you do? How much do you make? And we will keep it anonymous. We're not going to have you share your name or the town you're from or the company that you work for. But we're just going to ask you some questions about your life. And especially if you have one of those jobs that's just a little bit kind of unique. You know, you ended up in this job and you never thought in a million years that you would, you know, be the general manager of the MBTA. Like, we had Philip Bang here yesterday, who was an engineer who liked to tinker with things. And now look at what he's doing. So you can call 617-655-1234. What do you do and how much do you make? And we're going to start with first, you're a practice manager. Do I have that right?
You do.
Okay. What? Explain that. A practice in what regard?
Okay, so I manage a physician's office for four physicians. I currently manage a specialty group.
Okay, that makes sense now. I thought maybe it was a law practice. I got you. So in the medical field.
Correct.
Okay, and how many people at your office?
I have four physicians, and I manage 12 employees, whether it be admin employees or billers. Or front desk employees, so a total of 12 employees.
And did you get a degree in that, or are you just like, here I am?
I did not. It was here I am.
Okay, just here I am, and I'm good at keeping track of stuff. And you've been there 15 years?
I'm recently new to this particular practice, but I was at another practice for 13 years.
Okay, and do you drive an American car or a foreign car?
A foreign car.
Oh, okay. All right. And let's see. So no schooling whatsoever to get into this?
No.
Okay. Last time you went on vacation, where did you go?
To the Caribbean.
Oh, nice. Do you own or rent?
I own.
Do you have a vacation home?
I do not.
Okay. I can't think of really anything else. So, again, managing people at a medical office, about 15 people, you say?
Correct.
And do you get bonuses?
I have not in my new practice, but in my old practice, yes.
Okay. I'm going to go first, Dan.
Okay.
I'm going to say, gosh, I feel like in the medical field, you just automatically six figures. I'm going right at $100,000 even. Do you want to take a guess, Dan?
I'm going to say 70.
All right. Without saying where you work or anything like that, how much do you make?
124.
Oh, let's go. And no training whatsoever.
No, I sat at my sister's dining room table and she trained me.
Good for you, boss lady. Can you train me?
Everybody wants to be trained in this field when I tell them what I make. So
don't gatekeep your paycheck.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good for her.
It's never the path you think you have to take to get there. I mean,
she earned it at a dining room table.
Dan and I are perfect examples of that. Barely got out of high school. And look at us now.
I didn't get out of high school.
Well, I went to summer school. All right. We have a teacher, but it's a very unique situation with this teacher. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell everybody, you work exclusively with what?
I work with students who are blind and or low vision.
Okay.
How did you get into this field?
Well, I was a special education teacher in a public school for a long time, and this opportunity came up, and I wanted to try something different.
Okay, so how long have you been doing that now?
It's fairly new. It's been 2 years.
Okay. Did you have to go to get any additional schooling?
Certifications, maybe?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. This position was for a special education teacher, but I work with teachers who are TVIs, which is teachers of the visually impaired, and right. That is a special degree.
Right.
How do the learning needs vary and differ for an entirely blind classroom?
Well, your lesson plans and the materials that you create are vastly different. Things that you take for granted that you would do with a class that has vision, it's greatly changed. So, you know, some of my students require Braille. Some of my students require print in size 36 font. So the material creation is different. Some of the activities are different. I can't just create a worksheet and have them go over a worksheet. A lot of my students are also on the autism spectrum.
Right.
So that changes things greatly, too.
Can you read Braille?
I cannot. So I have to, if I get something in Braille, I have to sit down with the Braille alphabet and look at it and try to decipher what it is.
Kennedy has her font on 36 as well on her phone.
That's true. Private or public school?
It is a private school.
Okay.
But we go on the public school calendar, and we get a lot of students from different districts.
Okay. All right. Do you have any other questions, Dan? This is just such an interesting...
I mean, did you say how many years you've been teaching overall? Because I know that matters.
I've been teaching for over 10 years.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. And I started in a New York City school and moved here and got this job.
Okay. Dan, you ready to make a guess?
All right. So he said a private school, which I feel like is a little bit more money.
Yeah.
But, God, I'm going to say 85.
85. And, Dan, oh gosh, you were right on the number. I'm going to go just under you, Dan. I'm going to go for, I'm going to go just over you. I'm going to go 95. All right, without saying where you work again.
He's giggling, so we must not be right.
All right. You guys are so off. You have no idea. All right. What do you do? All right, excuse me. How much do you make?
I make $107 a year.
Oh, that's nice.
Good for you.
That is nice. You can almost afford to buy eggs today.
And you're doing the Lord's work, exactly. So we appreciate you.
Yeah, it's a very rewarding job, though, right?
It is, absolutely. The students make the job.
That is super cool. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that. We appreciate that. That is the best.
Man, I suck today. I wasn't even close.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.